Giant Radio, original podcast.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a bright day after a dark night. A new day with a new hope, new aspirations, new plans, and new confidence. So was this day even for the Pandavas. The Kaurava army had attacked Virata kingdom, and Duryodhana was elated that they identified the Pandavas before the completion of the 13th year. But what he had missed was the precision in the calculation of the days and the years. Pandavas had completed the stipulated period of Vanavasa, forest dwelling, and also Ajnatavasa, the incognito living. This was accepted and confirmed by Bhishma, the eldest of the Kuru family. Well, won't the world be a peaceful and heavenly place if people agreed with one another always? There would be no conflicts, no fights, no anger, no war. Unfortunately, the world is made up of all kinds of opposites. Good, bad, happy, sad, anger, pleasure, and most often, love and hate. When hate takes over, everything and everybody seems to disagree with us. The world seems to be going against us, and we try our best to prove what we say or do is the best and is right. Duryodhana would not agree that Pandavas had actually completed the specified term. Arjuna revealed himself in front of the Kaurava army at the Virata kingdom and defeated all the great warriors, including Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Ashwatthama, and Kripacharya. He chased Duryodhana and his retinue and put them all to shame. The Kaurava army went back with great remorse. The Pandavas thanked King Virata for giving them shelter and moved to a town closer to the capital. It was time to get back their kingdom, which Duryodhana had managed to capture with deceit in the game of dice. He showed no intention of returning it to the Pandavas. Pandavas sent a messenger to Duryodhana asking him to return what rightfully belonged to them. But would he budge? Finally, Krishna himself decided to go to Duryodhana to make sure that he was warned adequately of the consequences of the war, if it ensued, and the destruction it would bring forth to both the sides and to humanity as a whole. Pandavas were agreeable to get even 5 villages as their share, but Duryodhana blatantly refused the proposal. He said he wouldn't part with land equal to the size of a needle point for them. He wanted war. He wouldn't settle for anything less. He had started preparing for the war, trying to talk, cheat, inspire, and yes, even trick people into being on his side. He managed to get 11 troops on his side, while the Pandavas had only 7. It was unequal. But what can an enormous army do to the side that had the Lord himself supporting them? Yes, it was Lord Krishna that Arjuna chose over Krishna's huge army. While Arjuna was given to choose between Krishna's army called Narayani and Krishna himself, who would neither hold any weapon nor fight, but just be Arjuna's charioteer. Arjuna chose the obvious, which of course was not that obvious, but seemed too foolish to Duryodhana, who chose Krishna's army and felt far too powerful. Finally, it was time for the inevitable. Both the Kaurava and the Pandava armies were spruced up with Athiratas and Maharathas, the superheroes and heroes of warfare. Veterans with unmatched experience and valiant heroes with divine weapons. All the seniors of the Kuru clan, including the great-grandfather Bhishma, Guru Dronacharya, who was the teacher of both the Pandavas and the Kauravas, Kripacharya, Karna, who was also the Pandavas' own brother, but unknown to them, were on the side of the Kauravas, not by desire, but bound by duty towards the king. Pandavas also had a star-studded team of Drupada and Drishtadyumna, Draupadi's father and brother. Satyaki, the five brothers, Arjuna's young and fearless son Abhimanyu, and Bhima's son Ghatotkacha. It was the day, the first day of the war. Arjuna, with Lord Krishna as his charioteer, raced to the battlefield with fluttering flag bearing Lord Hanuman, with his Gandiva bow on his shoulder and burning desire to destroy the ones who denied them their rights. Arjuna ordered his charioteer Krishna to drive him to the center of the battlefield. With one glance at the people on the side, which he was expected to extinguish, that had his great-grandfather, whom he loved and adored, his guru, whom he respected the most, his cousins, with whom he had played, his heart sank. A trail of thoughts and feelings ran through him. He couldn't think of killing his dear ones, his loved ones. He dropped his weapons and was a wreck. He saw no meaning in war, killing, destruction and devastation. It was then that Lord Krishna gave his sermon. Answers to all the questions, doubts and confusions, and also several truths about dharma, righteousness, the right way of living, yoga, bhakti, devotion, everything a human being needs to know and understand to lead a good life, including some tips on the right kind of food that one needs to eat to keep healthy. Sounds like an interesting sermon, isn't it? It is. It is indeed the most sacred sermon, called the Bhagavad Gita, the song of the divine, which is revered by the Hindus. After listening to Lord Krishna and beholding the Vishwarupa, or the enchanting universal form of the Lord, Arjuna took to his weapons again and commenced the war with the blow of his conch, Devadatta. The war, which thus began, ended after 18 days with thousands of human and animal lives being sacrificed. The women and children devastated, losing their loved ones. It just left death and destruction for every family, with only a handful of people surviving. Was this war inevitable? Was this wickedness inevitable? Was this greed for power and property inevitable? Who could have stopped it? Whose fault was it? We still live in a world that continues with the same greed, wickedness, hate and grudge. Is there a way we can stop this? Krishna in his sermon said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuddhanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever righteousness declines and unrighteousness is rampant, to defend the pious, destroy the wicked and strengthen dharma, I manifest myself time and again in every yuga or era. The Lord is said to descend to this earth to defend the dharma. Every time he comes down, we call it an avatara. He has had to come several times to establish dharma and to destroy the defaulters. Wonder how many more times he will need to come again to defend or destroy us, for the world doesn't seem to learn from its past. How about taking some lessons and see if we can handle this ourselves without giving much trouble to the Lord? Do you think we can? Guess it's time we think hard.